is 7939. I'm just leaving the 14400 block Southeast Johnson on the 31 line.
7939, how can I help you?
Somebody on the bus with a substance that smells like some kind of chemical or something, and I can't figure out who it is exactly, but it's a strong chemical odor that they have on them somewhere in the back of the bus, and I'm just worried about it or what I should do. I can still drive through it. I mean, it's not affecting me, but it is strong. I have my window open, but I smell it.
Okay. Can you describe, like, what kind of chemical are we, I mean, what are you smelling, I guess? Chemicals can be all kind of different things. Can you smoke or anything?
No, it's more of like a strong, it's an ammonia type of smell, but it's not ammonia. But it's on that kind of level, like chemical-wise.
Okay. No one's asking for medical or anything?
No, I just stopped the bus and walked up and down the aisles, and a couple people looked at me and was like, you smell it? And I was like, yeah, I smell something. Somebody's got something on this bus that they shouldn't have, and nobody said nothing, but I just was kind of trying to see where the smell was coming from. But I have the windows all open, so it's just a beautiful day out, so I couldn't specifically smell what's coming from, but I know it was the bank. But it's, you know, it's a pretty occupied bus, so I can't hone in on it specifically.
Okay, well, do you feel comfortable continuing en route, and I can have a supervisor meet up with you to possibly check, is it coming through the vents, or you just smell, like, on the inside of the bus?
Nah, it's just definitely inside the bus. I think it's a passenger, because it wasn't on that before, and then once everybody loaded on, I started smelling it all of a sudden.
All right, well, if you're able to go ahead and continue, if nobody wants medical or anything, and you have all the windows open, we can have a supervisor meet you en route. If for any time you need to pull over and stop, if you're getting a headache or anything like that, feel free to do so and give me a call back, and I can, you know, call medical for you, or we can let you step outside the bus, stuff like that.
Okay, that's fine. They can meet me at the transit center, something on my route. But either or, it's fine. I mean, I could drive through it, but it's just the fact that it's there. It's just more annoying than anything.
Yeah, and I completely understand that. So yeah, go ahead, keep all your windows open. Again, if it gets too overly powerful and you just need to stop the bus and open your driver's window and your doors and let it air out a little bit, and I can have a supervisor meet you at that particular point. But if it's not to there, we'll just have somebody meet you at the Oregon City Transit Center, and maybe just once everybody's off the bus, see if that goes away.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. That works.
All right. Well, definitely call me back if you need to, okay?
Copy.
1750.